亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你是教会的元首。
You are the head of church.
你是教会的头。
You are the head of the church.
我们是你身上的肢体。
We are only parts of your body.
你让我们经历患难和困苦，为的是要使我们在你的里面更丰盛。
You let us go through sufferings and persecutions so that we can be more abundant in you.
使我们生命更丰盛，乃是为了要彰显你的荣耀。
And this is how we are going to reveal your glory in us.
求你调整我们里面所有的情形，使我们能够符合你的要求。
Please adjust us so that we will meet your plan.
让我们每一次的聚会能够在你面前有新的不断的转机。
Make every meeting before you will give us a new light.
我们恭恭敬敬的战兢恐惧，把这个时间交在你的手里。
We yield our time to you with prayer and trembling.
我们求你的圣灵与我们每一个人同在。
We ask your spirit to be with every one of us.
触动我们每一个人。
And touch everyone.
讲的、翻的和听的都被你的灵所感动。
The speaker, the translator, and all the hearers.All be moved by your spirit.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，上午我在这里讲到三个洗礼。
Brothers and sisters, I told you about the three baptisms this morning.
水的洗、圣灵的洗和火的洗。
Baptism of water, of the spirit, and also of fire.
这个洗字，有很多人愿意翻成一个浸字。
The baptism, some people may interpret as if it were immersed, immersion.
我们抛开那个水洗礼还是浸礼的那个宗派的争执，我们来理解一下这个浸字。
Let's skip those interpretations by different denominations, and let's try to study this word baptism.
我很喜欢这个浸字。
I really like this baptism as if it were immersion.
我不懂得在英文里这个 baptism 是什么含义。我知道这个中国这个浸字非常好。
I really think that the Chinese word term for baptism is very nice.
什么是浸呢？就是要不但是埋在水里，而且让水来浸透它。
So baptism not only means that you are totally immersed, but also you are soaked by water.
水的浸就是要让这个水要浸透，浸透了它。
So we really want to be soaked to make it all wet.
水竟然代表悔改，就是一个人不但是接受了主，而且深深的悔改，浸透在悔改里面。
The water baptism not only it means repentance, but also means we really want to be filled and to live completely in the Lord.
我上午非常。也高兴，我想是和弟兄姊妹和天使一块儿的高兴。李弟兄在这里呼召的时候，有几位朋友接受了主。
I was very happy this morning. I'm sure the angels will be as happy this morning during the invitation time. Several decided to accept Jesus.
所以我今天中午回到房间里祷告的时候，我就求神叫这几个朋友能够深深地浸透在悔改里面。
So during my noon prayer today, I really pray to God that those people be soaked in terms of this conversion.
不是悔改是能使我们得救，得救只有靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，因信称义。
Repentance alone cannot lead us to salvation, but be justified by faith and through the blood of Jesus Christ, that will lead to salvation.
救我们的是宝血，但是悔改是因信接受了主的一个结果表现。
And it's the blood of Jesus which saved us, but our repentance is a result, the fruit of this salvation.
我们常常看到有一些基督徒，从很多方面好像是给人一个印象，当初那一个接受主那个在主面前对付罪。悔改的那个心不透。
We see many Christians today, and many times we had to feel that maybe that person was not really saved, or they did not have this soaking experience.
圣灵的浸也是让我们深深的被圣灵浸透。
The baptism of the Spirit also means that we will be soaked by the Spirit.
今天我包括自己在内和我看到的众教会知识神学的知识各方面的才能实在是不缺少，但是我实在是感觉我自己和教会缺少一个东西。
Today, including myself, I see so many church leaders, they do not lack the spiritual knowledge and ability, but I really feel that we still lack one thing.
就是缺少圣灵的能力。
We're lacking in terms of the power of spirit.
无论是传福音的事工，还是教会造就的事工，信徒生命的长进，都缺少这个圣灵的能力、权柄。
So we don't have power in either the evangelism or the upbringing of the church or the growth of the church. We lack spiritual power.
所以我最近很长一个时间在主面前，实在是迫切有一个祷告，求神让圣灵来充满我们，来掌管我们，从我们的生活和侍奉里面带出圣灵的能力出来。
So I pray earnestly recently that God would give us the Spirit so that His power will be revealed in all kinds of ministries.
活得尽，就是让我们深深地浸透在基督十字架的苦难里面。
This baptism or immersion means that we ought to be soaked by the suffering of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
这个在美国来说很困难。
It is hard to experience that in the States.
我们怎么浸透在苦难里面？
How can we be soaked in suffering?
这么好的房子，这么好的汽车，这么好的床，这么好的饮食，连我们的这个培灵会都是这么好的条件，怎么想法能够进到苦难里面？
We have so many material things like houses and beds and food. You know, how can we suffer?
我想这个苦难在里面，而不是外面的物质的生活。
I feel the suffering is really the suffering of the heart, not necessarily means suffering material things.
我想无论在任何一个社会、任何的生活环境里面，如果你是真正的敬虔度日，跟着主耶稣的教训往前走，没有不受苦难的。
I really feel that no matter what kind of situation you are in, if you're really seeking the Lord and trying to walk with Him, you would not lack suffering.
这可是圣经上的话语。
This is a word from the Bible.
凡立志在基督里敬虔度日的，都要受苦难。
Those people who are determined to live a pious life, will suffer.
不是在美国让生活里没有十字架的苦难。
I'm not saying that in the life of the United States there won't be any sufferings.
是不是在你我的生活里面有许多事情面临的时候，你有意地回避了苦难？
Is it true that when something is happening to you, you try to avoid that path of suffering?
使我很有感触的就是这样一个富裕的社会，却有许多为主做工的神的仆人也好，机构也好，教会也好，却发生经济上的恐慌。
So one thing I noticed that even in this wealthy society, there are many Christian organizations who really serve the Lord, yet they had financial problems.
我在大陆的时候，在家庭教会里这么些年，没有遇到过一次为主的事工感觉到经济上的缺乏。
When I was serving the Lord in the mainland, there was never once that I suffered financial problems in my ministry.
大陆的基督徒的收入和他们的生活水平，比起海外的基督徒生活水平，不知道要差了多少。
The income level and the living standard of the Christians in the mainland were much lower than those of Christians in the States.
如果把他们在主的事工上的奉献，要是和我们这里，我姑且把我自己也算作一个海外的基督徒了，和我们的收入，我们的比较起来，那真是寡妇的两个小钱儿。
If you look at their offering, you know, compared with what we earn here in the States, these were just the two mites offered by the widow.
但是那样低的收入，那样穷苦的基督徒，却在主的事工里面丰丰富富，没有缺乏。
They were so poor, yet they never lack anything in the abundance of God.
我们在地下教会的，无论是文字的印刷。还是拆船的施工，到农村，到外省份，到边缘地方去看望弟兄姊妹，或者是去传福音，在经济上都是丰丰富富。
In all of our ministries, including printing and sending out missionaries to the countryside, we never had any financial problems.
所以神有许多的事情耐我们寻味。
So there are many things that would make us think.
就是看出，十字架的道路，十字架的苦难，不是在那些逼迫主的逼迫教会的那个社会里才有，在这种所谓自由的社会里就没有十字架的苦难，不是这样。
So、we cannot say that.The sufferings of the cross only exist in those poor countries, and it would not exist in the rich countries. It is not so.
当然，苦难不是我们自找，而是主按照主的旨意去受苦。
We are not seeking suffering, but we like to suffer according to God's will.
但是在我们的生活里面，常常实在是有不少时候是我们回避了为主受苦的机会。
But many times we avoided those sufferings, the opportunities of suffering.
身在中国教会三十多年。用苦难来摧毁了教会里面许多神所不喜欢的东西。
God tore down the church in China in the past 30 years using the sufferings.
但是在苦难当中也建立了神所喜悦的。
But even in those sufferings, God built up some of those which he was well pleased.
我现在读一段圣经。
I'd like to read the passage of the scripture to you.
请我们看以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
从二十五节到二十七节
Ephesians 5 verses 25-27
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
好，我们去读到这里。我想，今天主耶稣已经复活升上高天，他在地上。有什么心事呢
Today, Jesus was raised up and now living in heaven. And what is his plan for things on earth?
我想，可不可以这样来设想，主耶稣今天对地上有两大心事。
We could think that Jesus had really two prime plans or wishes for the world.
第一个就是把福音广传，一直传到地极。
The first is evangelism over the whole world.
这就是传福音。
That's preaching the gospel.
拯救人的灵魂。
Saving the souls.
第二件事情，我想就是建立基督的身体。
The second wish is to build up the body of Christ.
就是建立教会。
To build up the church.
我想这两件大事工是互相关联、不可分隔的。
I really feel these two wishes were actually just one related.
传福音救人的灵魂是非常重要的。
To preach the gospel, to save souls were important.
这是一个大使命。
This is a great commission.
但是我们想一下，这是不是神工作的一个终极的目标了呢
？But when we think, is that the end of the work in God?
我想不是神工作的终极的目标。
I'm sure this is not the end.
就好像一个建筑工程师，把许多的材料准备好了，堆在那里。各种的金属的材料、水泥的材料、沙子、土都准备好了，放在那里，很好的木料，那不是这个建筑师的目标。
Just like a builder, a building contractor, you know, when he collect up and all the material for the building, like wood and cement and so on, and just letting them lay there, this is not the goal of that builder.
他把这些材料。按照他的蓝图，按照他的计划，把它配搭起来，盖起一个建筑物，一个宫殿，这个是工程师的目标。
His real goal is to use those materials he had collected together and to build a beautiful building, and that is his goal.
许多得救的基督徒，如果不能够配搭起来，成为一个基督的身体，彰显神的荣耀，这不能满足神的要求。
If the Christians cannot cooperate with each other and build up the body of Christ, this is not fulfilling God's wish or goal.
我们看到有的一些教会，不是中了这个偏了那个，就是偏了这个中了那个。
We have seen many churches, and some is missing in this direction, some is weak in another.
有的教会看见了 传福音这个大使命的重要，所以就一切工作都放在传福音，而忽略了建立教会、建立基督的身体的工作。
Many churches see this great commission that is to evangelize the world. They spend all their energy toward evangelism, and yet they neglected the upbuilding of Christians to build up this church.
谁在传福音？是应该是教会在传福音。
Who are the evangelists? It's really the church.
教会如果没有圣灵的能力，没有一个生命的一个力量，他传福音怎么能有力量呢？
If the church does not have the power of spirit and does not have this life, and how can it evangelize?
所以长了以后，这个传福音工作就流于形式了，只是着重数量的增加，而忽略了质量的提高。
So after a while, this great commission is being fulfilled in name only, and they were counting the numbers and they forgot about the quality.
所以，就会看见有的教会是。大量的常年的慕道友徘徊在得救的门外。
So we can see that in those churches there are a lot of people willing to believe, yet they had to tarry just outside the door of the church.
另外一种偏向就是光注重教会里面的一些事工，而忽略了传福音的工作。
Another possible emphasis is to concentrate on the needs of the church and neglecting the work of evangelism.
成了一个闭门自守的教会。
They become the church with a closed door.
所以这个教会里就不能够往前增长。
So the church can no longer grow.
我觉得我们实在是需要在主面前给我们看见，给我们带领。
I really feel that we all need this insight brought by God.
传福音和建立基督的身体来并重。
We should concentrate both on evangelism and on the building of the church.
神在中国30多年，就是把中国过去那个教会的许多的缺陷、许多的毛病、问题、神不喜悦的东西，用火烧掉。
So in the last 30 years, God used fire to cleanse the church of the things He did not like.
洁净了教会，好使教会能够有生命的力量。
He cleansed the church so the church can have this power of life.
在苦难当中摧毁，也在苦难当中建立。
He tore down during through sufferings, and yet he also built up through sufferings.
在苦难当中摧毁的许多事情、许多见证，我们都看见了，很明显。
We have seen, we have witnessed many things which he tore down.
在苦难当中建立的是什么东西呢？
But what did God build up through sufferings?
当然这个很也很深入，也很多，我觉得很明显摆在我面前的，在大陆的教会家庭教会的兴起，我觉得实在是神在苦难当中所建立的。
So we can really say that the house churches were those which God has built up through suffering.
所以我下边我想就介绍一下，做一些大陆的家庭教会的一些见证。
I'd like to give you several testimonies of the house churches in the mainland.
我们知道在1949年以前，中国大陆的教会的情形实在有很多地方使人很伤心。
We know that before 1949, there are many Chinese churches had problems.
宗派的相争。
The struggles among denominations.
分门别类，老死不相往来。
And they are so divided that they no longer communicate with each other.
有的说我是真正的教会，你是假的。
Many people say, I'm the true church, you are the false one.
是有的说的也有一些道理。
Sometimes you are right.
但是把自己一突出起来就没有道理了。
But when they lift themselves up, then it becomes meaningless.
我是基督的心腹，别人都是半路凉亭。
I'm Christ's beloved, and the others... Oh, the others are concubines.
甚至于实在的，我真听说过。我不是听别人传说，而是讲道的人在讲台上就讲，我是基督的心腹，别的教会都是妾。
I actually heard one preacher say that I am the truly beloved wife of Christ, the others were only concubines.
除了这个分门别类相争以外，另外就是在有许许多多的教会里就徒有基督教的崇拜的形式，而失去了教会那个属灵的实质。
As a result, there are many churches, they only have the worship as a formality, and they no longer have the meaning of the true church.
人坐在礼拜堂里头，恭恭敬敬地参加崇拜仪式，思想心不知道跑到哪里去了。
So those people may still attend the church in a pious fashion, yet their heart was not there.
他们把金钱放在口袋里面，挨个搜的时候放在口袋里面，但是他只是作为一种炫耀自己很有钱，有奉献多，有向神有心，心完全不在神那里。
They place money in those offering bags, yet they did that only to glorify themselves.
我那个时候已经是上高中了。
I was in high school at that time.
我实在是那时候我已经刚得救，我实在看到教会里有许许多多的现象，使一个很幼稚的一个孩子心里头发生很多疑问。
So although I was a new Christian at that time, I had many questions in my mind about the church.
后来我在圣经里面找到了神的心意。
Later on, I found God's plan in the Bible.
让我读几句，在以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter one.
我们看以赛亚书第一章第十一节。
Shall we read Isaiah chapter one, verse 11?
十一节，第一章第十一节，耶和华说：“你们所献的许多祭物与我何宜呢？”
The Lord said, "The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me?"
公绵羊的燔祭和肥畜的脂油，我已经够了。
I have more than enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened animals.
公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血，我都不喜悦。
I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats.
你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些？
When you come to meet with me, who has asked this of you?
使你们践踏我的院宇呢？
This trampling of my courts.
你们不要再献虚浮的供物。
Stop bringing meaningless offerings.
香品是我所憎恶的。
Your incense is detestable to me.
月朔和安息日并宣召的大会也是我所憎恶的。
New moons, Sabbath and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies.
做罪孽又守严肃会，我也不能容忍。
Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates.
你们的月朔和节期，我心里恨恶。
So I really hate those festivals.
我都以为麻烦。
They have become a burden to me.
我担当便不耐烦。
I'm weary of bearing them.
你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看。
When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you.
就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。
Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen.
为什么呢？因为你们的手都满了杀人的血。
Because your hands are full of blood.
这是当时神对以色列百姓伤心的话。
This is the sad words of God to the Israelites.
我想这一段话语有没有现实意义呢？
Do they have any meaning in this world today?
对三十多年以前的中国大陆的教会是非常有现实意义。
It was real, as far as the churches in China 30 years ago.
牛羊献祭的血并不是坏事。
The blood of the sacrifices were not bad.
问题是人把这种崇拜变成了一个外表的形式来遵守礼仪，而失去了属灵的实际。
But the problem is men use this formality and to hide their own the meaning of their hearts. So those worship becomes meaningless.
奉献给神的供物不好吗？
Are the offerings not good?
供物本来是好的。
Those offerings were good.
神这里伤心的话说，你们不要再献一些虚浮的供物了。
But God said, stop bringing meaningless offerings.
什么叫虚浮的供物？
What are those meaningless offerings?
我是按中文的再去理解。
So we have to study using the Chinese.
虚者假也，不真实啊。
Meaningless means it's not true.
浮，这是浮在表面不深的，没有里面深刻的东西。
Floating, you know, with no deep meaning.
假而不真，浮而不实，不深。
They are false, and they are not deep.
我有时候想到我自己以及我所看到的许多这个侍奉，实在是这样。
So many times I think about myself and my ministry. I was like that.
外表看是供物
，and it looked like an offering from the outside.
实际上是虚浮的供物
，yet they were meaningless offerings.
神不喜欢。
God did not like it.
不但不喜欢，还憎恶。
Not only he did not like it, he also hated it.
那安息日、严肃大会不好吗？
The Sabbath and the convocations, are they bad?
但神都厌恶。
But God did not like them.
因为他心不在了。
Because the heart was not there.
所以神在那个时代，就在中国的教会里，实在是狠心地做了一个摧毁的工作。
So God hardened his heart, so he tore all those down.
我常想，我们侍奉的神，我们信靠的主，不是 掌管天地万物的神吗？
Many times I thought, wasn't that our God is the one who controls the whole world?
没有神能够大于我们的神。
There's no God greater than ours.
一切所谓的神都是假神。
Every other God is a false God.
我们所信的神是又真又活的神。
And our God is true and living.
他创造而且又管理。
He created and he controlled.
他掌管历史也掌管现实。
He controlled the history, he also controlled the modern world.
社会上一切的变革不都在神的手里掌握吗？
Every change in society were within his will.
教会的元首又是基督。
And the head of the church is Jesus.
这位元首是从死里复活，掌握死亡和阴间月事的基督。
His head has died and resurrected, and he's holding the key to the death.
但是，就是这样一位神的儿女，这个基督的门徒和基督的教会，却在这么长的年代当中，被人打得落花流水，遍体鳞伤。
But it is those. Very children of God, the disciples of Christ, during those years were beaten down and cut apart.
如果用人的理智来研究的话，实在是耶和华的膀臂缩短，不能拯救了；耶和华的耳朵也发沉，不能听见了。
So from the human interpretation, one might feel that the arm of God is not long enough to reach and save those Christians.
神为什么这样忍心的叫中国？千千万万的基督徒，他的儿女遭受到这样大的浩劫。
How could God stand the sufferings of so many of His children?
什么原因
？Why?
我只能得出一个结论。
I can only have one conclusion.
神要撤回。
God wanted to tear those down.
要洁净他的教会。
So that the church may be cleansed.
我们从教会的历史上也可以看出，历史历代都是这个原则。
And we can see this principle throughout the church history.
不只是教会的历史，以色列人神选民的历史不也是这样吗
？Not only the history of the church, but also the history of the Israelites.
什么时候神的百姓、神的教会里面如果充斥了罪恶、充斥了背道的路线，神就狠心地来责打管教。
Any time children of God, if they harbor sin, and God would come and beat them up.
是罪恶。是教会荒凉下去了。
It's the sin of the church that cut the church down.
相反的，每一次教会的复兴都是对付罪的结果。
On the contrary, every revival was a result of dealing with the issue of sin.
我们很难想象，没有对付罪恶，一个人能够复兴，一个教会能够复兴的。
We cannot imagine that the church can be revived.Without dealing with this question of sin,
如果教会用其他的手段、其他的方法来使人数大大的增加，而没有对付罪恶，在对付罪的问题是包藏罪恶、隐藏罪恶这种样的人数的增加，实在是太危险了。
Even though the church may grow in numbers, but if they have not dealt with the issue of sin, such growth is very dangerous.
中国教会当时有一些现象，人数好像也不少。都是很充满，但是神却是管教。
There were many Chinese churches with a great.
是为什么
？So the brothers and sisters here today, you ought to think, why did God do that to the church in China in the last 30 years?
我不否认，这是一场属灵的征战，撒旦的攻击，神的儿女。为真理而征战，要付出代价。我不否认这一点。
I do not deny that this is a spiritual struggle, and in the face of the attack by Satan, the children of God should stand up and fight and sacrifice.
这是很重要的一点。
This is an important point.
也就是因为这一点，我们在苦难当中，在征战当中，无论遇到什么的逼迫难处，我们心里头得安慰，因为我们是为真理而战。
This is an important point. This is why that even though the sufferings are great, we also stand up and fight for the truth.
我们征战的对象不是一个政权，不是一个党，也不是逼迫我们的那些具体的人。我们征战的对象是撒旦。
Okay. Our opponent is not the government, nor the party, nor those people who are really carrying out those persecution. And our opponent is Satan himself.
我们的后台是神，是基督。
Our support.Is Jesus Christ.
我记得在有一次的斗争会上，这个很多的人，我在那里站起来挨批斗。
I remember that going through a public trial myself.
那时候我兜里可以放一本圣经。
At that time, I was able to carry a Bible in my pocket.
他 们就质问我，因为一个二十几岁的青年什么都不要了，这个学业也不要了，这个前途没很好的前途都可以不管了，就是这么迷信顽固到底，他们以为一定是后边有一个后台。
They were wondering, you know, I was only in my 20s, yet I decided to give up my profession, my future, simply.
就是这么迷信顽固到底，他们以为一定是后边有一个后台。
They were wondering, you know, I was only in my 20s, yet I decided to give up my profession, my future, simply because of my religion. You know, they couldn't believe that, so they wondered who was my support.
他们从我的家庭，从我的亲友当中，朋友当中，查不出谁会是我的后台。
They couldn't find anyone through my relatives, the rest of my family or my friends. They couldn't identify who was my supporter.
我的两个亲哥哥都反对我这样走这条道路。
Both of my brothers decided they were against me.
我的父母默然不语。
My parents decided to keep quiet.
因为他们是基督徒。
Because they were Christians.
他们知道按照圣经，按照神的真理，这样走没有话说。
Because they knew that I was doing the right thing according to the Bible.
所以他们就让我交出你的后台来。
So they asked me to identify my supporter.
你的后台给你什么指示？
What did your supporter tell you?
他这一问呢，他们倒使我非常受感动。
So when they asked me like that, I was deeply moved.
我忽然心里头一个很大的一个冲动。
I suddenly had a great urge.
我实在应该把我的后台交出来。
I really like to tell them who my supporter was.
我就拿出圣经来。
I took out the Bible.
我说神是我唯一的后台，这就是给我全部的指示。
I told them that God was my only supporter. The Bible contained all His instructions.
因为在那种场合，神的能力要不覆庇一个人，这个人就要垮台的。
Because I knew at the time, if I did not have the support of God, I would have a collapse.
我生来是一个胆怯如鼠的一个天性。
I was born timid.
而且我是有很大的奴隶性。
I really, like to serve as a slave.
家庭环境造成我的是俯首帖耳、唯命是从的一个性格。
I was quite obedient at home.
但是这样人的性格都不能够阻挡神的能力。
So this type of training cannot stop the power of God being revealed.
所以我说，在那种情况之下，只有神来为了他的见证，为了他的荣耀。来使用一个软弱的一个孩子。
I can say that it is only in those situations God would use a weak child to reveal His power.
我们再回到神摧毁了教会的许多东西，也建立了神所喜悦的教会。
Let's return to my theme that God has torn many things down, yet He built up many.
家庭教会是怎么样建立起来的呢
？How did the home churches begin?
那这个话也长了。
It was a long story.
我就从短处说。
So let me try to make it short.
从近处，家庭教会的兴起，我想会给我们很多的友谊的教训。
Let's just look at the recent upgrowth of home churches, house churches, and so that we can learn from it.
当社会上的变革、局势的一些动荡，使教会里边，我上一堂我说了，产生了剧烈的分化。
We knew that the upheavals in the society really caused great divisions in the church.
大牧人、大牧师们纷纷地辩解屈膝。
Many great pastors decided to give up their faith.
这是个事实。
That was true.
所以就使得当时的那个建筑物的那个礼拜堂里面完全变质了。
So at that time, those great church buildings changed their meanings.
在那个礼拜堂的讲台上公然地来释放新的信息。
So they were preaching in the pulpit this so-called new message.
什么信息呢
?What are those?
人确实是从低等动物进化来的而不是神造的。
They declared that the human being was indeed evolved from lower class animals.
这个主义伟大那个思想伟大超过圣经。
This principle is great and that thought was great.And they were better than those given in the Bible.
基督徒的任务就是把我们这个国家、我们这个社会来建设成美丽的天堂。
The mission of Christians is to build this society so that it will become heaven.
得救，所谓得救，什么叫得救？不是对付罪才得救，你做一个有益于人民的人就是得救了。
What does salvation mean? Does not mean that you have dealt with sin, but if you have done something which is useful to the people, and that means salvation.
这一点，这一许许多的怪论，我想我们不能够怨那些不信神的政权或者是党派。
So those false doctrines, you know, we really cannot claim that those the atheist government was responsible.
他们本来就不信，满口讲的就是进化论，就是无神论嘛。
They never believed.So that was really their teaching.
令人惊讶的就是上了神学、受过神学教育的大牧师们这样讲。
But what was surprising is that those great pastors who had a formal theological training, yet they preached like that.
所以在那些年代当中，许许多多的基督徒、普通的小信徒，都感觉到在礼拜堂里面得不到一点点属灵的供应，反而生命受到亏损。
At that time, many of the lay Christians felt that they couldn't receive any nourishment in those church buildings, yet their spiritual life suffered if they do go to those church buildings.
这就是家庭教会产生发展的那个时间、那个时期的背景。
That was the background of the time when those house churches started to happen.
所以很多的基督徒就离开了礼拜堂，在自己的家里面祷告、读经，彼此交通。
So many Christians left those church buildings and they decided to worship and study the Bible and have fellowship with other Christians in their homes.
当然就造成长了以后就造成了这个家庭里面的不到礼拜堂去的一些弟兄姊妹和在礼拜堂里掌权的掌握讲台的这些人们之间的矛盾和冲突。
So then a division started between those Christians who worship at home and those people who are preaching in those church buildings.
所以很早的时候就宣布这种样在家庭里面的宗教活动是非法的。
So the government made a decree that those religious services at home were illegal.
甚至于有的父母对自己家里面的孩子都不敢讲神的事情。
So that led to the situation that many times parents would not dare to teach their children about God at home.
这就使家庭里面的聚会、家庭里面的侍奉没有办法就转入所谓地下了。
So those house churches couldn't develop, so they became underground churches.
另外，在社会上又制造了一系列的基督徒受到歧视、受到打击、没有前途、丢失一切的这种舆论和这种现实。
And especially at that time, you know, the Christians were a Christian had no future in the society.
甚至于两三个基督徒如果在一起交通都被认为是犯法。
So even when two or three Christians start to have fellowship with each other, and that was declared illegal.
神的群羊啊，实在是在诸山间，在各高岗上流离，无人去寻，也无人去管。
So the sheep of God was really.Spread out and they're at the hills and valleys and no with no shepherd.
在这种情况下，圣灵将祷告的负担来放在少数的一些弟兄姊妹的心里面。
It was at that time the Spirit placed the burden of prayer to the small fraction of brothers and sisters.
激动他们不能够看见神的家就如此的荒凉下去。
They were moved that they couldn't see.That the house of God is being, you know, dissipated.
这些弟兄姊妹看见神不是要我们每一个人偷偷地在暗地里侍奉就满足神的心意，神是要我们有肢体的侍奉，肢体的生活。
Those brothers and sisters saw that to serve God individually would not be pleasing to Him, and that they really ought to practice living together as a body.
可是在那种环境那种情况之下没有别的方法只能偷偷地聚集在一起祷告。
But they were under such a pressure that they had no other way, but to pray with each other underground.
实在是真相似乎以你所记载的主耶稣被钉十字架以后门徒们害怕犹太人把门都关上了在无房间里面偷偷地祷告一样。
Just like the time as described in the Bible that after the Lord was crucified,His disciples went to a room and closed the door and they prayed. They were afraid of the Jews.
那是一些极其秘密的 祷告会。
These were very secret prayer meetings.
开始的时候，在那种恐怖的情况下，我们跪下祷告，没有话说。
At first, we were so afraid. You know, when we knelt down and prayed, we couldn't utter a sound.
我们不能够为自己的生活、吃住、穿衣服这些来在神面前有什么祈求，没有任何祈祷性的祷告。
We did not have any kind of you know, prayers such as praying for food and clothing and things like that.
那一个时期的祷告会给我的印象实在是太深刻了。
So、I really had a great impression on the prayer meetings at that time.
我说，与其说是祷告会，不如说是在神面前就是个哭。
So we really couldn't call them prayer meetings. We were all crying and with tears.
实在是眼泪哭泣比祷告的话语要多。
We had more tears and the sound of crying than we have words of prayer.
大陆的弟兄姊妹很愿意唱诗篇。
So the brothers and sisters in the mainland really like to sing the psalms.
弟兄姊妹有时间可以回去看诗篇123篇和141篇和诗篇43篇，都是那个时期在祷告当中最喜欢唱的、流泪唱的几篇诗。
If you want to study, you know that the Psalms 121, 123, and 141, and also 43, were those psalms that people like to sing during those prayer meetings.
那个时间实在是一个很痛苦的一些岁月。
These were hard times.
从这样的祷告会开始，这就是家庭教会的萌芽。
The house churches grew from those prayer meetings.
一开始是地点和时间都不固定的。
At first, they did not have a fixed time and place.
我想那个祷告有两个特点。
And those prayers have two special features.
一个是在神面前的态度，我用几个字来形容，就是倾心吐意。
The first is our attitude toward God. You know, the description was that we really want to purify our heart and tell everything to God.
为什么倾心吐意？因为有压力。
And why?
有压力。
Pressure. Oh, we really pour out our hearts. Why did we pour out our hearts? Because we had a lot of pressures.
你知道那个哈拿的祷告，你为什么倾心吐意祷告？因为他有压力。
You remember the prayer of Hannah? You know, why did she pray like that? Because she was under tremendous pressure.
她受人家的欺负，受人家藐视啊。
She was despised by others.
所以她里头痛苦，所以在神面前倾心吐意，在神面前祷告。
She really suffered a lot, so she really poured out her hearts toward God.
我今天到了美国以后，我的祷告再没有那种样的祷告的滋味了。
After I got to the States, I no longer could pray like that.
因为我蛮可以大声的祷告，也没人可以管我。
So I really could pray quite loud, and nobody would be bothered by that.
那时候的祷告不但不能大声，都不敢出声，只好抽抽气气的在神面前哭，因为压力大。
At that time, you really were afraid to say anything. So in the prayers, we could only cry before God.
不但是人家来逼迫你，给你苦难的压力。最大的压力是感觉到神的家荒凉。
Not only we were under pressure of persecution, but the greater pressure is that we saw that the house of God is being desolate.
群羊流离失所，在全地上分散，没有人去寻找。
All the sheep were dispersed, and nobody was looking after them.
神家里的婴孩、孩童在街市上饿得发昏。
And the children of God, the babies, they were starving on the streets.
我们就很体会耶利米这个先知是个流泪的先知，眼泪下流如何。
We could really sympathize with the prophet Jeremiah, who also cried a lot.
我们那个哭泣还有一点，就是为我们自己的罪，为我们教会的罪，为民族的罪，在神面前忧伤痛悔。
Our crying had another meaning because we cry for our own sins, or the sins of the people and the sins of society.
所以我们在神面前那个祷告是倾心吐意。
So we really poured out our hearts.
同时在我们弟兄姊妹几个祷告的同工当中呢，我说是同心合意。
So we really prayed with unity among the co-workers.
很奇妙，有的弟兄是浸信会的，有的弟兄是长老会的，有的姊妹是聚会所的，啊，有的还是耶稣家庭的。我当时是无宗派，没有任何会，我是一个在大海里受的浸，我没有参加任何公会和组织，所以我算一个民主人士。
So among my co-workers, there are people from all kind of denominations, and I was without the denomination, I was baptized in the sea. You know, I was actually considered one of those democratic person.
在神没有用苦难摧毁以前，那这几个宗派的人哪能在一起祷告和交通呢？
Before God tore down, there were actually no fellowship among those people across denominations.
就是有机会形势所迫，好凑到一起了，恐怕也是同床一梦。
Even though they might have been forced together occasionally, yet they would not pray with the same heart.
什么因素使这些人能够在一起同心合意？真是同心合意。
What factor brought those people together in unity?
苦难
sufferings.
把他们中间的一切的强援、人造的、遗传的东西全都摧毁。
The sufferings took down all those walls separating them.
因为什么？苦难来临的时候，火烧到神的家的时候，浸信会大牧师一样倒台，是长老会的也一样垮台，聚会所是因为很属灵，大批的聚会所谓前面的大弟兄一样的倒台。
When the fire, those suffering came, all those great pastors and the leading brothers in all denominations fell.
使人能够站住不倒台的只有主耶稣基督和他的十字架。
The only thing keeping people standing up without falling was the Lord Jesus and his cross.
这些人脱去了一切宗派的服装，都跪在主耶稣基督面前，就同心合意了。
Those people really gave up all their denomination backgrounds and they came to the Lord and in unity and pray.
这个祷告就逐渐的转到有权柄的祷告。
And those prayers gradually increased its power.
我们实在感觉到这些弟兄姊妹的祷告掌握当时的这个环境。
I really felt that the prayers of those brothers and sisters had those situations in control.
在好几次大的关键问题的时候，实在没法度过，这些弟兄姊妹禁食的祷告，几天禁食的祷告，24小时不间断的祷告，真的看见神的手在那掌管环境。
During several crises, those brothers and sisters really prayed. They prayed with fasting and they prayed earnestly, and then we saw that God was taking care of them.
在文化革命当中，我被列到遣返的名单里面。
During the time of Cultural Revolution, I was considered
遣返。在大陆出来的弟兄姊妹知道什么叫遣返，就是把你从城市里面你住得好好的工作居住的，把你送到农村里去。
They put me to exile and they moved me from the cities to the countryside.
突然间夜里就大汽车一下就停在你的门口，进屋就把你的东西连人都扔到汽车上，一下开到农村，地头往下一放，汽车走了，把你就扔到地上。
During the night, some truck would come around unannounced, and they would load you and your belongings to the truck, and then just drove you to wherever they please.
这就叫遣返。
This is what this exile meant.
我被列到遣返的名单里面。
I was considered to be exiled.
我就告诉了弟兄姊妹。
I told brothers and sisters.
我说，请你们为我祷告，不是叫我不遣返，而是求你们祷告，求神给我力量，给我妻子力量，叫我们能够在这个难处当中能站得住，不至于跌倒。
So I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me, not to pray that I won't be exiled, but to pray for my strength during this time and also the strength for my wife so that during those difficult times we could still stand up for the Lord.
同时我就告诉我的妻子，我说赶快做棉衣，给孩子做棉衣、棉裤、棉鞋，不然到农村要过不去冬。
Okay. I also warned my wife to sew those quilted clothing for my children lest we won't be able to live through the winter. During the exile,
我还很印象很深的那一个夜里面，他们都睡了，我一个人跪在地下祷告， 神给我一首诗诗歌，大大的激励我。
I remember that one night I was praying after the rest of family went to sleep. God gave me a hymn.
大家都很熟悉的耶稣领我，我必跟随。
And the hymn you must be familiar with is Wherever God leads, I will go.
任领何往，我仍跟随。
Wherever you go, I will also.
福也苦也，终必跟随。
For the blessings or sufferings, I will follow.
永要随主，随主行一路。
So I would follow and follow the Lord on this path of righteousness.
我实在是流着眼泪唱了一首诗。
I was singing this hymn with tears.
但是另外一个地方，弟兄姊妹为我祷告，却不是这样。
But another place, when they prayed for me, they did not pray like that.
一些弟兄姊妹跪下祷告，就说，求神把这个弟兄要留在这里，因为需要他。
They prayed that God would keep me at this place, not to be exiled, because they needed him.
他们祷告完了以后，共同的一个心里面的印证，神不叫诸弟兄走。
So after the prayer, they had the same vision that God would keep Brother Zhu.
那是不可能的。
That was impossible.
不可抗拒的一种力量。
These were you cannot stand that kind of power.
常常说。这个几百万的军队都被我们打垮了，你一个小小一个人物就治不了你。常常是他们这样来宣扬。
The government many times claimed that they have beaten great armies. You know, they certainly had no problem beating you as an individual.
但是神的手实在是通过教会的祷告就转动神的手。
But we recognize that God's hand could be moved through prayers.
第二天，当弟兄姊妹告诉我的时候说。我们祷告都一个印证，你走不了。
So the next day, the brothers and sisters came to me saying that they had the same vision during prayers that you will be kept at the city.
我不敢相信。
I could not believe that.
但是过后实在是，直到现在也没走，走了，走到美国来了。
But it was true that I was not exiled, and I eventually left the city to come to the States.
1976年的时候，在好多城市里面掀起了一个大的风浪。
There was a great upheaval in many cities in 1976.
就是对教会要有一次大的逼迫。
That was the beginning of a great persecution.
那时候已经四人帮打倒了。
That time, the Gang of Four was already gone.
但是我们家那个城市就被中央定位是宗教泛滥的一个城市。
But the city that I was living in has been considered a place full of religion.
特别要对家庭教会要开刀。
So they were going to act against those house churches.
所以就抓了几个典型的人物，实际上那几个人物也不是家庭教会的人，从监狱里头抓出其他几个是过去是基督徒的，来开大会斗争。
So they took some people, some Christians.Who were actually not involved with those house churches, they took them out for a public trial in that city.
另外，把许多的基督徒就叫到大会上来参加这个批斗会，来警告他们，就是打一儆百。
So they collected the Christians in the city to attend that public trial, so that they could see those things as an example.
然后让每一个参加的人都要写悔过书，写揭发检举书。
They asked everyone.To write statements of repentance and also to write statements mentioning others as Christians.
有事情啊、哦。那么后来就、哦、时间到了，对不起，
太长了 ，plenty of time.
后来我们就为这个形势祷告。
So we really prayed for this particular trial.
我们就禁食的来通宵的来祷告。
We fasted and we prayed through the night.
求神管理这件事情。
We asked God to be in control.
头一天，在有一些弟兄姊妹的单位里面还告诉，就是把有一些弟兄姊妹隔离出来，不准他们工作了，在一个房间里面让他们写，而且就告诉他们，你们如果写不好，是过不了这个关的。
The day before the trial, and many brothers and sisters were already isolated from their from their work. They were placed in solitary confinement, asking them to write those statements of confession, and they were warned saying that if they didn't do well, that they couldn't survive this crisis.
我们不活全胜，绝不收兵。
So the government demands complete victory.
这些弟兄姊妹是实在是，他怎么能收兵呢？但是我也不能写呀。
So even the brothers and sisters decided that they couldn't really write confession statements.
有的弟兄姊妹就被叫到监狱的那个门旁，特被叫到监狱的门旁，在那里头叫一趟。你再不行的话，这个门就开了，对你。
Several was taken to the door of prison, and there were warnings in that unless you write immediately, the door will be open so that you will be in prison.
有一个弟兄很有意思，在那教训完了以后，没有别的话说了，问他我进去还是回家。
So a certain brother simply asked the official after his talk, saying that you know, do you want me to go home or enter this prison?
后来那里的负责人说，你今天先回去，明天再来。
You may go home today, but come tomorrow.
那个弟兄说，我明天来带行李还是不带行李
？So bring my luggage tomorrow or not?
后来我这个弟兄跟我交通说，真奇妙，当时一点不害怕。
The brother really shared this with me later, you know, that he was amazed that he wasn't even afraid of this.
我们今天是远隔重洋，在自由的土地上这样说，实在是我们好笑。当时可是笑不出来。
Today we laugh because we're so far away from persecution, but at that time nobody was laughing.
生死关头。
That was the time between life and death.
感谢主，那一次的风浪，我所知道的没有一个弟兄姊妹跌倒的。
I really thank God that during that crisis, none of our brothers and sisters fell.
全都是交白卷的。
They all refused to write those statements of confession.
当昨天还在说绝不收兵，不活全胜，绝不休兵，休想蒙混过关。
The day before, the government was still declaring that they wanted complete victory. They want to make sure that they were successful.
第二天突然间收兵了。
The next day they gave up suddenly.
真是不知道为什么，这个拿到一些白卷也收了兵了。
Not know why, because they were unable to extract any statements, yet they gave up.
把弟兄姊妹都放回去了。
They let all brothers and sisters go.
弟兄姊妹想，这大概是一个计策。
Brothers and sisters felt that might be a trap.
他在等着过几天，大概叫这个再来叫更厉害的。
So maybe in a few days, something more terrible would happen.
我和其他几个弟兄姊妹，在准备，我们不是被叫去谈话和写的问题了，我们恐怕是上台任务。
Several brothers and myself thought, you know, next time we will probably be put up to be put on trial.
一天过去，两天过去，一个星期过去，一直等到一个月、两个月，很上这个越来越平静，真正的没有事情了。
The days has gone by and weeks and months and nothing actually happened after that.
完全风平浪静了以后，我们才看第十一节。
Isaiah 45 beginning with verse 11.
耶和华以色列的圣者就是造就以色列的如此说，将来的事你们可以问我，至于我的种子并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。
This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its maker, concerning things to come, do you question me about my children or give me orders about the work of my hands?
那个求我命定下边小字说你可以吩咐我。
Oh, another interpretation was that you could give me orders.
神为了叫我们明白他工作的原则，用这个词，你们可以吩咐。
So God used the term that we are allowed to give God orders.
神可以做，但是神要叫我们吩咐他做。
God could do it, but he'd rather seeing us asking him to.
我一开始不很明白，后来我有了孩子，我才明白。
At first, I did not understand, but I now understood after I have children.
我的女儿在家里头，我有的时候上班出去走以前，我就告诉她，我说今天晚上熬稀饭蒸馒头。
So several times when I left for work, I told my daughter, and tonight we ought to cook some rice and steamed bread.
等到晚上我回的时候，我看她在那忙。
So after I got off work, I saw her busy.
可是她忙，这个孩子很有意思。爸爸，你给我拿怎么来？你给我拿面来，你给我拿盐来，你给我拿净知识，我吩咐我。
Although she was busy, she kept telling me, "Daddy, do this, then Daddy bring me that flour, and Daddy do that."
我很高兴。
I was pleased.
我成了被吩咐的人了。
I was the person receiving the orders.
我不能不给他做。
I really couldn't help.
因为他要做的先生，这是我吩咐他的呀。
because she was really doing what I wanted her to do in the first place.
回来叫人别人不知道的人一看，我是个受吩咐的人，他是个主人。
So the people who did not know what happened may felt that I was the person receiving the orders.
他如果做我所不让他做、不喜欢做的事情，我不会听他的。但是他如果做我所喜欢的、我所让他做的人，我必须得听他的吩咐。
So if she wasn't doing what I wanted her to do in the first place, I wouldn't have listened. But yet, if she was doing what I wanted her to do, I have to listen to her.
我才明白这节圣经神让我们吩咐他做。
Then I understood this interpretation of this passage.
至于我的种子和我手的工作，你们可以吩咐我。
Concerning the things to come, and you could give me orders.
听姊妹，我们不要忽略了神给我们这个权柄。
So don't neglect this privilege that God has given us.
你们一旦明白这是神的旨意，神所喜悦的，你尽管吩咐神去为你做，神必听。
Once you're sure that this is the will of God, you could go ahead and ask God to do it for you, and God will answer those prayers.
家庭教会逐渐逐渐的在这种祷告会上，逐渐的就感觉到不光是祷告，还需要弟兄姊妹有点分享，有点交通，把心里的话能够彼此说一说。
The house churches gradually decided that it wasn't just enough to pray, and they decided to have some time of fellowship so that people can share with each other through words.
这一交通、一祷告、一唱诗，哎，弟兄姊妹就越来越多了。
So when they started to have fellowship and praying and the singing of hymns, and more brothers and sisters came.
但是一开始的时候，这个时期还是不公开的。
At that time, it was still underground.
虽然不公开，也常常被破活。
Even though it